Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM, heard in Western Suffolk on 96.9 FM. I'm Michael Mackey. A total of 118 school districts across Long Island reported budgets approved last night, often by lopsided margins versus only two that failed. Winners included East Hampton's $82.8 million budget, which passed 472-116, and which will allow the district to override its state tax cap limit. Amagansett also pierced its cap with a 148-43 vote on a $13.4 million budget, as did Springs. John Hildebrand reports on Newsday.com that six districts in Nassau and Suffolk were seeking to override state tax cap restrictions Tuesday as voters in 124 systems decided on proposed budgets, property taxes, and board candidates. The two districts where budgets failed in Suffolk County were Sachem and West Babylon, and they were among six seeking those tax cap overrides. Generally, school budgets passed convincingly across Long Island. "We are very pleased to see the results that show overwhelming support," said Robert Vecchio, executive director of the Nassau-Suffolk School Boards Association. "Long Island's tradition of high-quality public education continues to be supported by the voters." In East Hampton, "I'm so appreciative of our community support," said East Hampton Superintendent Adam Fine. "They really came together." All school budgets presented to East End voters yesterday passed, including three districts in the town of East Hampton with pierced tax cap budgets. East Hampton School District residents came to the polls on Tuesday in support of a tax cap piercing $82,885,992 budget for the 2024-25 school year, passing it 472-116. 81% was well over the 60% voter approval needed for the tax cap piercing spending plan. "Thank you, thank you, thank you," East Hampton Board of Education President J.P. Foster said. As reported on 27East.com, a $37,814,314 budget presented to Spring School voters was approved with 463 yes and 262 no votes. The 63.86% is just over the 60% needed to approve the tax cap piercing spending plan for the 2024-25 school year in Springs. And voters in the Amagansett School District approved allowing the district to pierce the tax cap with its 2024-25 budget. Southampton Village Hall and the Southampton History Museum invite you to a celebration of the Village of Southampton Commission on Veterans Patriotic Events, Veterans Hall, and our Village Veterans this coming Friday, May 24th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Village Hall on 25 Pond Lane, adjacent to Agawam Park, right here in Southampton Village. Local veterans will share personal stories at 6 p.m. Friday, learn about Veterans Hall, and honor our heroes. All are welcome. Refreshments courtesy of Time and Again. For more information, please visit southamptonvillage.org. That this coming Friday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Veterans Hall in Southampton. School budgets passed throughout the East End last night, some by resounding margins, giving a boost to public school education at a time when many feel it's under attack. Beth Young at East End Beacon reports that in Riverhead this past Monday, after hearing more than 2 hours of testimony on a final draft of its comprehensive plan update, mostly from residents opposed to a recommendation that would allow private schools in industrial zones, the Riverhead Town Board will accept written comments on the plan through June 10th. Riverhead Town Supervisor Tim Hubbard told the crowd that a separate public hearing on the draft environmental impact statement for the plan, initially slated to be held Monday night, will instead be held next Wednesday, May 29th at 6 p.m. at Riverhead Town Hall. Written comments on that document will also be accepted through June 10th. Riverhead's public school has been unable to garner public support for expansion efforts in recent years, despite climbing enrollment, and has eliminated more than four dozen teaching positions for the coming school year for budgetary reasons. Most opposed to allowing private schools in industrial zones said allowing schools which do not pay property taxes in industrial zones would further burden residential taxpayers in Riverhead, who are currently paying some of the highest taxes on the East End. The proposal would be diametrically opposed to the stated goals of the town board to bring more business to Riverhead and increase the tax base, said Claudette Bianco of Baiting Hollow at the start of Monday night's public hearing. The Home Depot has increased spending by tens of millions of dollars for technology, security personnel, and other anti-crime measures to combat the increase in theft at its stores, a company official said at a Long Island event in Nassau County Monday. Torianne Parrish reports on Newsday.com that the retailer has seen a significant increase in organized retail crime in the past few years. Sean Brown, senior manager of asset protection investigations at the Home Depot, said in Garden City at a roundtable discussion, "I want to be clear to everyone that we're not talking about petty shoplifting, not theft for need, but theft for greed, and in many cases, to fund ongoing criminal enterprises," Brown said at the event. About a dozen officials participated in the roundtable, including representatives from Walgreens and Walmart, Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney, and U.S. Congressman Nick LaLota, the Republican from Amityville, who represents Eastern Suffolk in the U.S. House of Representatives. Several attendees at the roundtable blamed the increase in shoplifting on New York State's bail reform, which took effect in 2020. For the second consecutive year, veterans and active duty military men and women are being honored with the Hometown Heroes Banner Program at Good Ground Park in Hampton Bays. Christopher Walsh reports on 27East.com that on Tuesday morning, local veterans, active military members, and their families were celebrated by members of the Southampton Town Board and the VFW Post 5350 in West Hampton Beach. More than a dozen personalized 18-inch by 36-inch banners featuring local men and women recognize and honor their service, along with information on their military service. The Hometown Heroes Banner Program at Good Ground Park in Hampton Bays will continue through Veterans Day. The Cone Program at Canoe Place Road and Montauk Highway in Hampton Bays, a measure implemented to move eastbound traffic through Hampton Bays in the mornings, clearly works, Southampton Town's highway superintendent said last week, predicting that it will continue into the fall. "The problem," said Charlie McCardle, "is that it works so well that it draws more and more people to come this way." Christopher Walsh reports on 27East.com that such is the state, with another summer season arriving and with it a crush of visitors, of a roadway infrastructure that cannot adequately accommodate the trade parade of eastbound traffic in the morning. Commuters who live to the west are bypassing a congested Sunrise Highway to take a southern route through Hampton Bays, McCardle said, spreading the daily traffic congestion there. But the Cone Program, by which motorists traveling north on Canoe Place Road before turning east on Montauk Highway are guided into a right-turn-only intersection during the morning rush hour, is universally praised. The program is funded by the town of Southampton, which budgeted for both extra police officers and highway department staff to supervise it during the morning hours. The Southampton Town Board's Traffic Mitigation and Safety Task Force, created in February to address the chronic and worsening situation of trade parade traffic, has held two of six planned meetings. Its next meeting is scheduled for June 26th at 4 p.m. at Southampton Town Hall. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.